Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I am here with Grammy-nominated music DJ and producer Audien.
Hey.
And the lead singer of multi-platinum pop sibling trio, Echo Smith, Sydney.
Hey.
Guys, I am so excited that you're here and just, one, gracing me with your presence.
Thank you.
Ditto.
I think it's one of those things because you guys are obviously here to chat about your new single, Favorite Sound, which
yes.
is, I feel like, a summer classic.
Thank you.
And I think it's so important, but when I was listening to this song, I originally kind of thought it was like about a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, this is good, like to kind of figure that out. But then I realized when I was like starting to read the lyrics, I was like, this is kind of really about mental health in some way
yep.
and kind of having awareness of that. Is that what really kind of what you guys both were thinking about in this process?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so important now more than ever to really address mental health. And no matter what you deal with, somebody, you know, is bound to go through the same thing. So I think it's really important with songwriting to be honest about what you're going through, and whether you've been diagnosed with something or not,
yeah.
everybody deals with it.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very vulnerable song, which is why I love it. And I think it's just important to talk about all the crazy noise in your head that can be very overwhelming to
yeah.
me. And it's really comforting to know that the fans are responding to it and saying, oh my gosh, I feel this way. And this is exactly what I go through. Because that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
And makes me remember that I'm not alone and that I can kind of rely on the community to sort of lift each other up.
And it takes away the stigma, right? Because I think, like you said, it is a very vulnerable thing to talk about mental health and just talk about, like, mm-hmm. I feel like crap today. Because with
yeah.
Instagram and social media, it's one of those things where you have to put up what looks good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's super important with that. I guess, why is this song, especially coming up with Pride Month, I feel like mm-hmm. this is also a great song to really realizing living your truth in some way. I guess with obviously, you have LGBTQ like fans and things like that. Did you guys kind of think about the aspect of that and kind of how it can touch those fans as well?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I write a song, I am thinking about anyone and everyone who could be listening to it. Because
right.
you never know who's hearing your song, whether it was from an ad on Instagram or they heard it in a grocery store, whatever it is, you're reaching so many people and so many different types of people. So that's what I'm thinking about. I'm like, oh my gosh, how can everybody relate to this song?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's definitely something that I think about with songwriting. I think about literally everyone, and there are so many different kinds of people in the entire world. So you can reach so many people, but with the same sort of message and feeling of a song, no matter who you are or where you're from.
Yeah. What about you, Audien? Because, I mean, obviously that there's a process when it comes to DJing and producing a track like this.
Yeah.
What goes in your, goes on in your brain when you're creating this?
I mean, I really like, first of all, I have to love the song and I have to love the lyrics, which
yeah.
I did definitely with this one. But I'm the same process every time, whether the lyrics are about this or that. Really, it's like I'm always going to produce something really melodic and really, you know, something you can connect with on a more like under the surface level than
yeah.
just like lyrics and stuff. So,
which I love. And, you know, let's be real here because I'm there. I'm very real. And
it.
Our show's called Let's Go There. So EDM is
there.
Like such a foreign industry to me. It's like, I love a good R&B bop.
Yeah.
I love a good EDM track too. But I think what's really interesting is how it's like elevated in mainstream, like to really mainstream heights, you know? Does that make you feel like you can take it to another level that it hasn't been before?
Yeah. I mean, I've single-handedly like watched dance music go from just being in the clubs and like being like underground
yeah.
to like just on the radio and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I even was able to be a part of that with my last record with Lady Antebellum. One of my
first of all, quick note, I went to college with them.
No way.
What?
Insane. Like I was like, wait, y'all are Lady Antebellum. Like it was like a whole thing.
That's
but they
amazing.
Weren't that then. But
that's amazing.
You know. Love a good country
that.
Bop.
Yeah, they're Nashville people, right?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean like house music has been a big staple of that community for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, it's like it's like the early days of house music. It was really, you know, LGBT, like you know, it was like they were champions of it.
Oh, honey, the house down. Yes, you're so right. It's one of those things where it's like, I think that's why I'm starting to really connect with it, because there is a culture, there's a history there.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I think a lot of times people of this community felt like that was the way that they really can express themselves, by just listening to beats, listening to sounds, whether it be like, you know, knocks and clacks and all these things, but it felt good.
Yeah, it was just good energy, and it's like great for clubs and stuff, and like, you know, the fact that that's now on the radio, like, that's just awesome. That just shows that you could really do anything with music, really.
So, okay, how was EDC, y'all? Literally looked awesome. Amazing. The video, I was like stalking his Instagram. I was like, yes, this is great.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. So, yeah, Nate was nice for letting me come up and sing our song together, which was actually the first time we had performed it.
Oh, wow.
In front of people.
Were you nervous?
I actually was. I used to never really get nervous unless it was something, I don't know, like something went wrong or something like that. But I don't know. I was so nervous all week. And I just kept thinking, oh, my gosh, what if I forget the words? I'm going to forget the words. And I kept like, literally, it's what the song is about. And I'm practicing the song like in the shower, getting frustrated, like so stressing myself out, feeling sick. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, what is the message of this song? Yeah. You know, and I'm literally being so hypocritical, you know, so I kind of have to remind myself.
It shows you're human. It shows that I even though you're singing this song, you still have those moments where you have to go through that, right?
Yeah,
totally.
It's a part of the growth. What about you? How was that experience? I mean, hundreds, thousands of fans just jamming out to you. I saw one tweet where someone was like, I think I just cried during your set.
Yeah, no, EDC was amazing. Like, this is my fourth one, and this is like my favorite set because I had like a really good slot, good time. Like,
you're famous.
Great stage.
Yes. Yeah.
And he killed it.
But I worked to get to this point. I worked hard to get it.
Yeah, it's good.
But, like, you know, it was, like, it was so fun. It was really, it's my favorite one to date. Yeah. They just keep getting better. Like, this year it was better than the other ones.
Which is interesting. Do you think, because you are reaching such, and you're working so hard to get to where you are, do you kind of hate that there is now a fame level to it? It's like, oh, I just wish I was just in my room making these moments, like, the innocence behind it.
I don't really think about it. I bet you don't even either, right? It's just, like, it's just a byproduct, but we just think about, like, getting songs done in a really, you know, the best we can, and, like, putting out just good music, and the rest of the stuff's just extra, you know?
Okay, so I have a very important question for your audience.
Sure.
I always wonder this. How do DJs come up with their names?
I don't know, because I
right?
I mean, I came up with mine like walking home from school in middle school.
Okay.
Like the end of middle school.
So take me there. What year was it? We're going there. How did you were like, audience, this is the moment.
I guess high school, because I was 15.
Okay.
And I was just like, I don't want to use my actual, I just started producing, and I was like, I want to be a DJ, and I'm like, I don't want to use my actual name, because like my full name is like a real like tongue twister. And it's just like, I was like, I need a name that's cool, and it just came to me.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had a cool story for it, but that was it.
I mean, that could be a cool
story. You're just naturally creative. Jeez.
Thanks.
But, like, you know, some people have these amazing stories where they're like, yeah, you know, I just met a guy on the road, and he came up to me and looked at me and said this word, and that was my name. It's just like, I don't have anything cool like that.
I mean, here's the thing. I think one thing about this song, and people, you guys, you interact with fans all the time. How does it feel when they tell you that there's like your music changes their lives, like really impacts them?
I mean, it's the best feeling in the world, because obviously originally I started doing music because I just loved it, and I just thought it was a really fun thing to do. But I also did it because I really wanted to have an impact on people. So that was my dream from the very start. Even at 9 years old when we started the band, I was like, I want to help people, and I want them to know that they're loved and that they are great as is, you know? So this sort of reaction always means so much to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes even at meet and greets, it'll kind of get you a little choked up, because you realize, oh my gosh, my dream is coming true. I'm able to help, even if it's just that one person who's like, oh my gosh, my life has changed, or you helped me accept myself or be who I am, who I am today because of that song or whatever it is. If I can just help one person, that's amazing to me, but it's great to hear, obviously, multiple testimonies.
I love that. I think it's also, one, Audien, you've worked with so many people. I mean, like you said, Lady Antebellum. I mean, Max, we love him here. He's been on
Max
the show.
Max is amazing.
He's a friend of the show, guys.
He's a friend of every human.
He's a friend of life. He's a friend of life. But here's the thing. What, I guess, who would be your dream collaboration?
Another DJ or an artist?
I mean, go big or go home.
Let's go there.
Yes, let's go. Thank you.
I mean, I had this.
Can we cut that soundbite for all promos of my life, just saying, let's go there.
Let's go there.
Let's go there. I don't know. I think I want to do a song with like Calvin Harris would be really cool.
Dope.
You know, because he's like, he makes like kind of crossovery stuff like I do, just in, yeah, you know, a much more advanced, probably better way.
What is it when it comes to that crossover appeal that really drives you, like, I don't know, interests you?
It's just a challenge because, like, you have to, like, service two different audiences. And, like, that to me, I like a challenge like that. So it's, yeah, like, I don't know. I just, that to me is fun, in my opinion.
Okay, so Sydney... Let me tell you, I feel like 2013 was the year of, you know, Cool Kids and Talking Dreams.
Yeah.
And that was one. I am such a huge fan of Echo Smith.
Thank you.
I love you guys. I mean, thank y'all were you. Like, I feel like my second to Paramore in some ways. Like, I just resonate with you all. And I'm like, when can we be expecting more music? I know this is a great single and a great lead way.
Yeah, no, this is definitely the beginning of a lot more to come. We've been in the studio literally every day, at least Monday through Friday, because we've been having shows on the weekends. So every weekday we're in the studio, and we have so much material. So now it's just a matter of doing the finishing touches and deciding when it comes out and all that. But there is an album coming. It should be coming not too far from now, but definitely, I mean, obviously within the year.
I mean, of course.
Yes. So yeah, we're hoping for fall. I don't know if I'm even supposed to say that, but
girl, you can say it. Channel Q exclusive. Want to do it?
Exclusive. But yeah, and then we have some songs coming out obviously before that.
Yeah.
And yeah, another fun feature coming very, very soon in like a week or two. So
I love that. And Audien, of course, you're living like, I mean, amazing with this single, like Favorite Sound. What's coming up in the era and evolution of your music?
Definitely doing an album this year as well. It'll be my first, but I've like released so many songs over the past like 8 years just as singles and EPs. But this will be my first album like all in one time period.
Are you nervous about that?
Because
you seem like a very chill.
I've had enough time.
I need your energy in my life.
I've had enough time to plan it. So it's like,
this is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's one of those things, especially because this is y'all's art. This is what you love, your passions.
Yeah.
But when you put it out in front of everyone, you have to expect, you know, opinions. Does that ever?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I don't know. It's just like I've been having more and more of that recently. Like, a couple people like made a post on Reddit about a DJ set, and then it was like a whole bunch of people jumped in and started talking about it, and it's like there's just like a lot of like there's just like a lot of critiques on the internet these days, and I don't let it bother me. I just do whatever I feel is right at this point.
I feel like I'm like in the presence of someone like a Gandhi or something.
You know,
you're
close
changing
enough.
My life.
That's
right
quite
now
the compliment.
Close enough.
That's very
no
nice.
It's just the energy. I think I it's good to know that you're surrounding yourself with just awesome, like, you know, you just very confident in
just
what
gotta
you're
control
putting
it you know
yeah.
It's easy to get to you, like a lot of people let it get to them, but I don't know. You don't have to do that. You can just kind of let it go.
Okay, so I'm good at this, but I want you guys to intro your own song because we love to play it here, but we want to add a little spice to it, you know?
Okay.
So intro Favorite Sound.
All right, well, I'm Sydney from Echo Smith.
And I'm Audien.
And our song Favorite Sound is playing right now.